Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. We are joined by Bill Matthews now for this fifth and concluding segment of Secure Freedom Radio's special reporting on a true travesty of American justice. It is an injustice, I think, is the only way to describe it with respect to these four individuals, Nick Slatin, Dan Liberty, Dustin Hurd, and Paul Slow. This is an incredible story, and Bill, I appreciate so much your taking the time to walk us through it. So what was the upshot of Judge Lamberth's trial? What sentences were actually handed down for these four individuals with whom you worked?
Sure. Nick Slatin received a life sentence from the judge. And despite the fact that the Department of Justice knew he was not the individual who had shot the particular victim, the other three received a mandatory minimum 30-year sentence. That's the reason that particular firearm statute had been used, is the mandatory minimum sentence was 30 years, and they all received 30-year sentences. All of those sentences in that conviction were all appealed to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, which is not known for being a very conservative-leaning court. Despite that, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals completely vacated the conviction against Mr. Slatin and vacated the sentences against the other three individuals and called them cruel and unusual punishment.
Which is, of course, unconstitutional.
Absolutely. So it's absolutely a violation. The sentences were a violation of the three defendants' rights. And Mr. Slatin, he had sought to sever his trial to use certain exculpatory evidence, which he couldn't use while he remained as part of a single prosecution against the four. And so the Court of Appeals ruled that that was improper. They vacated his conviction. And the Department of Justice, shockingly, has decided that it's going to renew the prosecution against Mr. Slatin, which just boggles the mind. But that's what they intend to do.
Well, not only that, but apparently it would go back before the same judge who had engaged in what it seems to me to be misconduct on the bench. This is Kafka. I don't think there's any other way to describe it. But it happens, Bill, and I did want to ask you to talk a little bit about this, that Blackwater itself has been subjected to a considerable Kafka-esque kind of torture at the hands of the government as well, all for basically having done what it was asked to do under very difficult circumstances. Talk a little bit about your experiences with the audits and other harassment of the government over the years.
Sure. It's not politically expedient for either side to attack the war effort of the troops, but those political conventions do not apply to contractors. And we became a lightning rod issue, particularly in the run-up to the 2008 election. Obviously, you haven't heard much about contractors since the 2008 election because the Obama administration relied upon security contractors even more so than the Bush administration did. But we were a political lightning rod prior to the election. And we came to work one day and had darn near every executive federal agency show up at our front door. We had the Department of State. We had multiple offices from the Department of State, the Department of Commerce, the Department of Agriculture showed up, the EPA, the IRS looked at our taxes, the Defense Contract Management Agency, the Defense Contract Audit Agency, the Navy Audit Agency, every single federal agency that could be tapped to evaluate our company did so. We even had investigators who were apologizing to us and saying, look, we've been sent here to, quote unquote, find something. And, you know, I'm sorry, this shouldn't be happening. I'll always be proud of the fact that after that exhaustive, you know, stem to stern audit and investigation, the best case that the government could bring against us was to claim that we were illegally in possession of 34 automatic weapons. Now, technically, if you read the gun laws, not even a soldier is legally entitled to carry an automatic weapon. The federal government, whatever that means, is entitled to carry automatic weapons. And obviously what they mean by that are people empowered by the federal government are authorized to carry automatic weapons. Well, our company was authorized in a contract specifically to be in possession of those 34 automatic weapons. The problem was it was a classified contract. And as soon as we sought access to that classified contract to defend ourselves, for 3 years, that contract couldn't be found. And the Department of Justice would, they were very careful in their wording, but they would sort of deny any knowledge of the existence of this contract. Well, that doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. And they were very coy about it. And then finally, when the judge figured it out, you know, that case was essentially crumbled and was dispensed with.
This was against Blackwater itself, including your good self. Let me just try to tie all this up, if I can, in the closing minutes we have with you, Bill Matthews, because it's such an extraordinary story. And I think for our audience, and I want to speak for all of them, it may be more true of some than others, but this is an affront to people who love our country, who want it to be secure and to play the role both at home and abroad that is envisioned for it in our founding documents. The rule of law has simply been suspended, it seems, in this case. It is clearly against the backdrop of a highly charged political environment. As you say, the more cynical for having been used to bring an administration to office, and then it proceeded to rely heavily upon folks like Blackwater to provide security for its personnel, as is understandable. What is so much of an outrage to me, I think, and I'm sure to many of our listeners, Bill, is these four individuals, Messrs. Slatton, Liberty, Hurd, and Slough, are still in federal prison, even though the case has, as you say, been handled in a manner that repudiates the judgments against them. The idea that they're going to be retried is simply unbelievable. And I just pray that Attorney General Jeff Sessions, for whom I have a lot of regard, at a moment when he's under a lot of criticism, I think some of it's undeserved and much of it is offset by his qualities and service in his own right to our country. But he must not let this happen. This is simply wrong. And I just would like to ask you in closing to say, where can people find more information about what these Blackwater Four guys have been subjected to and what can be done by individuals like us to help?
There is a website that's been established. If you Google support Raven23.com, you'll find a website that has suggestions about how you can support. And obviously, speaking up, making a phone call, sending a letter, telling other people about it is probably the most helpful thing. The other fact that I'd point out is the people that were directly responsible for tilting the scales of justice, if you will, in this case, are the exact same people that are doing the exact same thing with the Russia probe today. Thankfully, you know, the Russia probe has far greater visibility, and people are taking the time to investigate Mr. McCabe at the FBI and, you know, Hillary Clinton's emails regarding the Nisour Square case have come out. So it's the same cast of characters that are using, you know, the Department of Justice for their own political end, which isn't how our country is supposed to operate.
It is not. Bill Matthews, you know how our country is supposed to operate. You've done a terrific job, both in uniform and now out of it, to help advance its cause and interests. And I, for one, am deeply grateful to you and your colleagues. And I just want to say thank you for standing up for those who are wrongly incarcerated and must not be subjected to further political prosecution and persecution at this juncture. We'll look forward to working with you to try to help prevent that. In the meantime, folks, check out supportraven23.com and get involved. I hope, in addition, you'll come back to us again tomorrow, same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.